to history. A crucial discovery for the area has been the remains of a synagogue at the archaeological site of Bova Marina in the district of San Pasquale. The synagogue, with a mosaic floor, dates back to the middle of the 4th century AD and is decorated with a series of panels containing Jewish religious symbols, including a menorah, a 7-branched candelabrum, flanked on the left by a shofar, a ram's horn, and on the right by a lulav, a palm branch, and an etrog, a citron fruit. It is one of the oldest synagogues in the Mediterranean and was in use throughout the Ostrogothic Age, 480 to 553 AD. During this period, the synagogue had an apse, storage rooms, and a shelter, ospitalia, for pilgrims and rabbis passing through the area. On this same site, handles of locally made amphorae, 4th to 5th century, were found, bearing the stamp of a 7-branched candelabrum, as evidence of an active production and marketing of kosher foods, prepared according to Jewish food standards, certainly intended for the numerous Jewish communities scattered between North Africa, Sicily, and southern Italy. These small Jewish communities from the late ancient times were clearly influenced by the Greek culture that already characterized the social fabric of the lower Ionian coast of the Reggio Calabria area, one of the most Hellenized areas of the region. The end of this Jewish community violently arrived at the end of the 6th century AD, and we must then wait until the Norman Age for new information on their revival in southern Calabria. By contrast, we know that in the 10th century, Sabbatai Donnolo, a well-known pharmacologist and astronomer, was living in the city of Rossano and was considered among the most important representatives of Jewish culture in the early Middle Ages.